And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Senator Marsha Blackburn just dropped legislation that would protect kids nationwide from what she's calling irreversible chemical and surgical mutilation. And she's got the Trump administration backing her. It would ban doctors from performing transgender surgeries on minors and would put the brakes on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for kids. Speaking of medical accountability, the CDC's new acting director, Jim O'Neill, just sent a leaked email that reads like a confession from an intervention. He admits the agency lost Americans' trust during the pandemic, big shocker, and says mission creep has distracted them from their core mission. Remember when the CDC was pausing everyone's rent payments in 2020? O'Neill's revolutionary idea? Treat Americans like adults who can make their own informed decisions. The fact that this is being called groundbreaking just tells you everything you need to know about how far agencies have drifted from sanity. President Trump made good on another promise, officially designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. And it's about time. And in lighter news, literally, I think McDonald's just announced a $200 million investment in regenerative farming practices. And RFK Jr. is calling it a win for the Make America Healthy Again movement. Meanwhile, in Zambia, two men just got 2 years of hard labor for trying to assassinate their president using witchcraft. They were caught with a live chameleon in a bottle, animal tails, and 12 bottles of mysterious concoctions. And before you laugh this off, remember quote-unquote witches on Etsy were literally selling hexes against conservative figures just last week. 79% of Zambians believe in witchcraft. I mean, we look at this and we call it odd. Zambia calls it spiritual warfare and they take it seriously enough to prosecute over it. Kind of makes you rethink our stance, doesn't it? Over in North Korea, Kim Jong-un is battling, is that how you say it? Un? Kim Jong is battling a different kind of cultural invasion. He's banned Western words like hamburger and ice cream. Now, tour guides must say double bread with ground beef and Eskimo instead. And citizens caught watching foreign films face the death penalty. That's totalitarian control, folks. Finally, Democratic Representative Jasmine Crockett offered this gem of wisdom, quote, just because someone has committed a crime, it does not make them a criminal. According to Ms. Crockett, being a criminal is all about your mindset, not your actions. Did not realize that. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.